Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And, here till 5 a.m., and then we'll hang out for hour number one of the Steve Cochran Show. And it's Veterans Day, so we're honoring that day with some guests to remember this time, and it's an important time. So we're welcoming to the show Luci Amaro, who is the writer and director of a film called In My Brother's Shoes. Luci and I go way back. She was a theater critic for many years, and she and I have crossed paths over the time of doing theater, and she has now launched into the world of film. And the movie, In My Brother's Shoes, is the story of a Chicago man who honors his fallen Marine brother by wearing his combat boots on a pilgrimage to Rome. There's a special event that's happening on Sunday, November 16th at 6 p.m. It's a screening of the movie and hosted by Steve Mongo McMichael. And it's a fundraiser at his restaurant, Mongo McMichael's, at 1101 Independence Boulevard in Romeoville. They'll screen the movie and then they'll talk afterwards. And there's a pizza party as well. And the proceeds go to a great cause. And the writer and the director of that film is Luci Amaro. We welcome Luci to the show. Hello, Luci. How are you?
I'm good, Nick. Thanks for your ongoing support of our film.
Oh, absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
Of course. So tell everybody about In My Brother's Shoes.
Oh, well, In My Brother's Shoes is a true labor of love. It's a short film that I wrote and directed for former Chicago actor Danny McCarthy. And it's inspired by a chance encounter I had a couple of years ago while traveling in Rome. I was in St. Peter's Square and unexpectedly met a young guy who was wearing very battered, torn-up shoes. And we struck up a conversation, you know, as travelers often do.
Sure.
And he told me something that was so incredibly moving that it resulted in this film. He basically told me that he was wearing his brother's favorite shoes, and his brother was a Marine who was killed in Iraq. Mm. And earlier, his brother had always wanted a backpack with his friends through Rome and Italy and in Europe, but he didn't have that chance. So I then constructed a narrative around this. You know, it's not a documentary. I didn't actually meet the man's, you know, family, or it wasn't that kind of story. This is more of a semi-fictionalized
right.
account. And my character, who's also named Danny, you know, wears his brother's combat boots. And while he travels through Rome, he meets people who help him process his grief. And ultimately, it's a journey of unburdening himself and moving on with his own life.
That's an incredible story. And you were just, it was just like a happenstance that you were there at the same time.
It was. Well, it was one of those things. I was actually meeting a friend, and we said, oh, we're going to meet in front of the obelisk in St. Peter's, and there are thousands of tourists, as you know. And I just happened to be standing, and he appeared. I mean, just, you know, leaned against the railing where I was standing, and I remember this young man being out of breath. It was very hot that day. It was June. Mm-hmm. And he just said, oh, hi, you know, where are you from? And we started talking, and I don't know, it was something that I feel was meant to be. There's I don't often say this, Nick, but sometimes I feel like it's divine intervention.
Yeah. And have you stayed in contact with this man?
Well, this is what's so odd about it. I never even got his name.
Oh, wow.
Really. I mean, you know, it was one of those situations where it happened so unexpectedly and quickly that we had the conversation, and even when I met my friend, and, you know, he was there, and we shared this and get very emotional. I mean, I remember we were all hugging each other because the story was just so moving, and all I knew is that he was from Louisiana, and then, you know, we parted ways, and I wrote about this in my journal. But it took a couple of years for it to actually formulate, you know, as a short film.
Mm. And so have you tried to, well, I mean, obviously you don't know the guy's name, so it's impossible for you to find him. I wonder what he would think of this.
Well, here's what's so amazing. We're thinking of doing, and we've been trying, and we're starting already, that we have been doing some research on Marines who were, you know, from Louisiana, and we're looking at the a particular time period, and what we're thinking, though, since this would be a monumental task to track him down, that perhaps he may find us again through the film.
Sure,
and
that would be amazing if that happened.
Yeah, that would be pretty cathartic.
It would.
I find that since everything associated with this film has been such positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like somehow it's going to circle back and we're going to meet him again.
That would be great. My guest is Lucia Morrow. She's the writer and director of the film called In My Brother's Shoes. And there is a special event on Sunday, November 16th at Mongo McMichael's at 1101 Independence Boulevard in Romeoville. It's going to be a screening of the movie hosted by Lucia and Steve Mongo McMichael. And there's a pizza party afterwards for the film. And, well, first of all, Lucia, let's get a little bit more background on you in case people weren't listening the last time you were on. I know you through your through your work as a theater critic.
Yes.
And your writing. How did that start for you?
Oh, wow. Well, it goes back to I probably wanted to be a theater critic as early as high school or so. I always loved, well, actually both theater and film.
And dance, too. I mean,
yes, dance is a huge part because, you know, my background is as a classical ballet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I started when I was about 10 years old. But I think I found the arts in general as a whole other world, this beautiful imaginary world, but that also was very relevant to our lives.
Sure.
And I just used to be swept away by it. And no matter the form, I mean, it could be certainly television, film, theater, dance, visual art, all kinds of performances that I attended as a child. But I was also a writer. And I felt at one point that it would be so ideal to combine my love of writing and my love of the arts. And I started out at Pioneer Press newspapers in the late 1980s and then progressed from there into Perform Inc. and Chicago Tribune and Chicago Magazine, also Chicago Public Radio. And it's intriguing to me because I never actually said, oh, I want to be a playwright or I want to be a screenwriter. I think my life evolved into this as a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by viewing the amount of theater that I was able to see, I just naturally understood, I think, rhythm and pacing and absolutely actors. I've always been fascinated with the way actors like yourself,
mm-hmm.
how you can transform yourselves and completely embody a character, like almost have that character take over you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the actor that you have in your movie, In My Brother's Shoes, Danny McCarthy, I know him. And, you know, anybody who's been a part of, you know, theater in Chicago in the past 15 years knows Danny. And he's a terrific actor.
Well, and what I just felt that Danny was perfect for this role because the character has such a sweetness and a likability and a believability about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way I've imagined the character, he's someone who works for the city of Chicago, lives in Bridgeport with his father. His father is a retired Chicago police officer who's played by Rob Riley, another wonderful Chicago actor. And so the character himself is really moving out of his comfort zone and traveling to Rome. So he, in the spirit of his brother, he's actually stretching himself and going beyond and discovering the world and humanity in this. So I just thought immediately of Danny, and while we have some scripted dialogue, most of the other whatever speaking lines there are actually improvisational. Mm-hmm. I wanted that naturalism, and then music also drives the movie. Music by our composer Enzo De Rosa, who's originally from Italy, but lives in Montreal, and created just this tender, I think heartfelt score that guides us through the emotions, and then ambient sound being in Rome is significant as well.
Yeah.
To the film.
Yeah. How long were you in? Were you shooting this in Italy?
We shot for 8 days in Italy, and then 1 day in Chicago, in the Chicago area, in Glendale Heights, actually.
So 1 day in Chicago and then 8 days in Italy.
Yes.
Wow.
And we allotted for that. I know it's a short, Nick, but we had to allow for any kind of delays, or, you know, whether it was
of course.
Trains, planes, weather. Yeah. We were fortunate that we didn't have those kinds of issues, but we had a lot more footage, and then the challenge was editing it down to 25 minutes.
Of course. Yeah. Well, listen, Lucia, we're going to we have to take a break here, but we'll be back and we'll talk more. I want to get all the details on the event that's happening. So hold on, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Lucia Morrow is with us. She is the writer and director of the film In My Brother's Shoes. It's the story of a Chicago man honors his fallen Marine brother by wearing his combat boots on a pilgrimage to Rome. Steve Mongo McMichael is going to host the next screening/fundraiser at his restaurant, Mongo McMichael's, 1101 Independence Boulevard in Romeoville. It happens on Sunday, November 16th at 6 o'clock. And we'll get all the details on that and talk more with Lucia right here on 720 WGN. Hello there, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It is Veterans Day, and we are honoring that day with some guests and topics that reflect the day. And Lucia Morrow is with us. She is the writer and the director of the film In My Brother's Shoes, which is the story of a Chicago man who honors his fallen Marine brother by wearing his combat boots on a pilgrimage to Rome. There is a special event that's happening Sunday, November 16th at 6 o'clock at Mongo McMichael's restaurant, 1101 Independence Boulevard in Romeoville. And it's a screening of the film, remarks by Mongo McMichael and Lucia, and a pizza party. And you can check out InMyBrothersShoes.com for more information. And Lucia is with us. Lucia, how did you hook up with Steve McMichael?
Yeah, well, isn't it just serendipitous how, I don't know, it was through the momentum of our first special screening fundraiser, which we did earlier, that was hosted by the Auditorium Theater.
Yeah.
And
that was when you were on last with us.
Yes, exactly. And basically what happened through that, I met a man named Mick Grady, who is the founder of VSPAN, which is it's the National Veterans Network, and it's in process. It's actually a network that's going to be devoted entirely to veterans programming. So it's in development right now, a special channel for veterans programming.
Mm-hmm.
And he attended our screening and fundraiser, back in September.
Right.
And felt that this was such a healing film, particularly for the friends and families, loved ones of veterans, as well as for veterans. And it was always our goal, of course, to do fundraisers for various veterans organizations. So Mick, through his colleague, the executive director of VSPAN, Richard Della Croce,
mm-hmm.
knew Mongo McMichael, and thought it would be wonderful if we could pull together more groups from American Legion, VHW halls, and bring them together and do this special screening fundraiser at Mongo McMichael's restaurant.
Oh,
and,
that's great.
So we pulled that together, and this is going to be a fundraiser for Toys for Tots, which is one of Steve McMichael's favorite charities, and it's perfect timing because in early December they're going to start collecting the toys, and this is a program that's sponsored by the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves. So we're going to have a lot of veterans there, and it's to benefit the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, which I think we're all so familiar with, and it's such a worthy endeavor.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a $20 donation, and all the money goes to Toys for Tots. And if you can't make the screening, you can actually send a $20 donation for Toys to Tots to In My Brother's Shoes, 435 West Diversey, Suite 2, Chicago, Illinois, 60614.
Yes, and there you can also purchase tickets and donate online at our website, and that's inmybrothersshoes.com.
Oh, that's great. So what is the program going to be on Sunday? What's the setup, Lucia?
Oh, it's going to be, I think it's going to be fun, and it's casual and more of a just an atmosphere of a lot of camaraderie. Steve McMichael and myself are going to deliver some opening remarks. I'm going to talk a little bit about the film. Mm-hmm. We're going to show the film, do a brief Q&A because, you know, my husband, Joe Orlandino, who's a co-producer together with Ed Pope, are going to be there. So we're going to take some of those questions. One of our actors, Christopher Purcell, who's the delivery man and does the voiceovers, will be there. Some crew, you know, so we'll do the Q&A, and at that point, it's pizza party and socializing and, you know, that kind of environment.
And in general, raising money for a great cause.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is, you know, Nick, I just wanted you to know that this is ongoing, because at this point, we're looking to do, the screenings at specific American Legion and VFW halls. We're in touch with the Winnebago County Veterans Group, which is a large network of veterans organizations in, you know, like Rockford and Belvedere. So we're starting throughout the state of Illinois, and we want to move beyond that because we feel it's more than a movie. I just think it's a vehicle for veterans and their families to honor the sacrifice, but to also be uplifted and healed through the film. It's a very gentle, very gentle, tender film.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is just great, Lucia. I do have to say, though, having known you for so many years, that I never would have expected this to happen. Do you know what I mean? For this turn in your life, to be a filmmaker and to be raising money for veterans and dedicating so much of your time and so much of your life to this great cause,
I agree with you.
Yeah, because back like 15, 16 years ago, you were reviewing my plays, and now you're making movies.
Well, and it's been transformative, but I can see how it's just been a trajectory of my life that I'm working with Chicago actors, Chicago crew. You know, I have another film in mind. I don't want to say too much about it, mm-hmm. but it's another short film that I envision as the bookend to In My Brother's Shoes, and it's a more about a certain liberation. But I can't really tell you too much about it.
No, that's okay.
I'm still writing the script. But my goal for that is to work with more Chicago actors.
Yeah. Well, we're the best.
it's so true. But so you inspired me in so many ways.
Oh.
I just want you to know that.
Oh, well. Anyway, well, the show is happening on Sunday, November 16th. It's a 6 p.m. start. You've got a screening, remarks by Mongo McMichael. Lucia is going to be there. It's a pizza party, and it raises money for Toys for Tots. All of it goes there. It's a $20 donation. You should check it out and see the movie In My Brother's Shoes, a really touching story about a man from Chicago who honors his Marine brother who had died by wearing his combat boots on a pilgrimage to Rome. And you also get to see Steve Mongo McMichael. Have you met him yet, Lucia?
I have. He's really wonderful. And when we talked at the restaurant, when we were coordinating all of this, he's big teddy bear, you know?
Yeah.
Super, super, super sweet. And he said, I just hope the movie doesn't make me cry too much.
That's great. That's great. Oh. Well, all right. Well, listen, and best of luck on Sunday. I hope you guys raise a ton of money. And I know that you're going to continue to use this film as a way of connecting with other veterans and raising money for great causes.
Oh, very much. You know, our goal is we want to bring it to the veterans and their families.
That's great. That's really, really great. Lucia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nick.
Best of luck on Sunday. And give my best to Joe, will you?
I will. Okay. Absolutely. Thanks again for everything.
Of course. Take care.
You too.
There you go. Lucia Mara, who is the writer and director of the movie In My Brother's Shoes. You can check out InMyBrother'sShoes.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. A great event happening to raise money for Toys for Tots. It's only $20. Go out and see it. Steve McMichael is going to be there. It's at Mongo McMichael's restaurant in Romeoville, Sunday, November 16th, starting at 6 o'clock, InMyBrother'sShoes.com. All right, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.